Hey guys, Katie here, and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, I'm going to give you my top five tips for dealing with this blah weather, especially if you are like Lauren and I and live in the Midwest, and this weather is just really cramping your style, making you feel like a bump on a log. We're going to change that. First tip for feeling better when the weather's got you down. Make a date. Now, ideally, of course, you know, I would prefer that it's a workout, but anytime we make plans with someone, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, you have something to look forward to. You could even take this a step further and plan a vacation or a weekend getaway, or I know our friend Paulina recently took a trip to New York kind of spontaneously, but she just felt so much better having something to look forward to, kind of a weekend getaway. But it doesn't have to be that big, especially if it's a workout. You know you're more likely to skip your workouts with this weather. I'm giving you this tip because I, too, skipped my workout this morning. So I know if I had some accountability, if I told a friend who was going to meet me, I'd be much more likely to skip that session. Tip number two. Now, maybe this is a little materialistic, but you can judge or join. Invest in good coffee. Another reason why I'm giving you this tip. A lot of times I will rely on our apartment. The lobby has this fancy coffee maker, but 8 times out of 10, it is out of coffee beans. And I can't tell you how much that just stresses me out in the morning. I really just would love a good cup of Joe on my way to work in this blah weather. And now I don't have it. So I'm going to take my own tip and I'm going to go buy not just the $5 coffee that's on sale. I'm going to go to a coffee shop. I'm going to have them grind it up. And I'm going to look so forward to my morning drive because I get to drink that awesome coffee. Coffee not your thing. There's a lot of fancy tea shops. There's a lot of fancy, I don't know, I'm sure you could get fancy hot cocoa if you want it as well. But have something that you're going to look forward to in the morning. Tip number three has to do with your environment. Think about where you spend the most time. I know for me, I spend a lot of time in my office, and it's four walls, and they are blank. It's just walls, white walls. You're trapped in like a little cage. Don't get me wrong. Love having my own office. It is the bomb because I can be a hermit and seclude myself when me as an introvert, I need to just back away and recharge. Beside my point. What I'm going to do, because I know that my office is kind of dreary right now, I'm going to invest in one of those nice, you know, those heater candles that don't actually have a flame. One of those, so my office smells good. I'm going to add some more pictures. Maybe when Christmas rolls around or right after Thanksgiving, I'm going to spruce up with some decorations and some more color. I've realized I need more color and for sure some fake flowers, because when you have an environment or a space that you just love being in, how much better is your mood when you just look at that inspirational quote on your wall? It fires me up. I don't know about you, but that's tip number three. Tip number four, be more aware of your sleep. Now, I'm not telling you to get 8 hours because we know that's not always realistic, and I'm not going to shame you for not getting enough sleep. But we know that when we don't get enough sleep, we tend to feel groggy, less energy, less productivity. You're on a shorter fuse. You're not happy. So just be more aware of it and try to make a conscious effort to do your best. Now, this is one tip that I am doing well on. I've kind of given myself a seat on the back burner with my workouts as far as just taking a little break, getting my workouts in the evening to allow myself to get a full 8 hours of sleep, because you know when your body needs to catch up on sleep. Now, I don't even know if you can catch up on sleep, but it makes you feel better if you do. And my final tip, tip number five, is to do something kind for someone else, not just today, but every day, because you just can't help but get the warm, fuzzy feel goods when you do something nice for someone else. It's almost more rewarding than your coffee or whatever materialistic thing that you can do to quote unquote make yourself happier. When you are able to help someone else pay it forward, that's where you really start to change your attitude, change your emotions, and doesn't matter what the weather is. Some ideas what you can do, maybe you could bake a treat and bring that in for your coworkers, maybe make something healthy so people don't feel off track if they're trying to eat healthier. Maybe it's something simple as if there's a task at work that you know that you can do, but it's not technically in your job description, but you know it would really help someone out, do that. Maybe it's just sending a friend or a family member a nice letter or a $5 gift card just because you know that they're having a rough day. So say, can you tell I need coffee? But you could send them a $5 Starbucks gift card and say, hey, this one's on me. Go treat yourself today. Just there's so many things that we can do to make this world a better place and to help others and just be kinder one enough. There's enough baloney going on in the universe that we need to spread more good vibes and make us happier regardless of the weather. All right, I hope you guys like those tips. As always, be sure to check us out on Instagram at FitFriendsHappyHour. Subscribe if you haven't already. I don't know why you wouldn't, right? But last to do is to go ahead and send this episode to a friend who's also feeling the rainy Indiana Midwest blues. All right, guys, have an awesome weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.